app, you need the blues. Get your picks right here. This is Watermelon Slim.
Swallow, can you see? opening up the Raven and the Blues with a guy who polarized his opinion more than anybody else in the blues field. Joe Bonamassa live at the Carnegie Hall from an album which came out in the spring of this year, and Get Back My Tomorrow. It is the Raven and the Blues. It's the final one of 2017. Welcome to the programme. Coming to you from the Mediterranean, where the sun is out and it's kind of warm, which is lovely. And I put together not a best of the year, but last week I started with some of the albums which had sort of influenced me a lot through 2017. And this week we continue, really, with albums that have stood out. And I looked at what I played, what other people have played, albums I may have missed. And so that's what's going to follow in the next hour or thereabouts. This next one, though, isn't from 2017. It's from the very end of 2016, but got played more and more in early 2017. I can hear a helicopter going past. Some things don't change. Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome and Little Rain. Joe Bonamassa, that's a band who picked up some flack along the way. But in retrospect, having had the album for about a year now, I quite like it. The Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome, the album, and there's a track from it called Little Rain. Okay, now here's a guy who I've known for many years and turns out some really fine music. And this year he had a live album live at the Memorial Hall. I'm talking about from Scotland, Dave Arcari. Now, if you get this programme via iTunes, you will see it has a clean thing written on it, which means that it won't offend the children and it's got no rude words. Having said that, this track has got a rude word in it, which will have to be removed. Sorry, Dave, but otherwise we'll have to put non-clean or adult or something on the podcast, which won't work. So it'll have a slight edit to take out the rude word. Nevertheless, it's a great track. Dave Akari, live at the Memorial Hall, and See Me Laughing.
Anyway, it's a song I wrote. It's my little nod and wink and a little tribute to the guys from the Mississippi Hill Country. It's called See Me Laugh, and it goes a bit like this. See me crying, crying like it's a shame. You won't see me crying, crying like it's a shame. I'm dancing on your grave, I don't even know your name. Hard to keep on trying when the others let you down. Hard to keep on trying when the others let you down. Keep your head high and your feet flat on the ground. My judgment, I'll go walking in your shoes. Before I pass my judgment, I'll go walking in your shoes. So I can understand who, just what and why you do. So I can understand who, just what and why you do. Understand who, just what, why you do.
Lovely, lovely guy, Dave Akari, live at the Memorial Hall, and See Me Laughing. Good stuff indeed. Okay, the Raven and the Blues, looking at some of the albums of 2017, which I've played enough, but not in more than enough, and I should be playing more of them. Now, here's one which Davey knows has been around, sort of, kind of under the radar in some respects. He went to the States, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago. He's from the Isle of Man, went to the States, and I think didn't become really big there, but became bigger there than he was in the UK, and he's kind of stayed. And so, basically, I think we've lost him to America now. But nevertheless, he comes back occasionally. He's coming back to the UK and doing a tour in 2018. His album, or his EP, I guess it is, which came out in the summer of the year, it's called 1932, named after the age of the guitar he was playing on it. It's a lovely, lovely EP. Here he is, Davey Knowles, As the Crow Flies.
as the crow flies, baby. You know I ain't so far from you. As the crow flies, baby. You know I ain't so far from you. Since I don't have wings, I can't get home as fast as I want to.
There's a man in a suit in a corduroy, looking like he's crazy about himself. He might be lying or telling the gospel truth. It's impossible to tell. Well,
then he'll go back home to the house to clean sheets, put his key in the door. Well, he might find that visitor who comes to visit us all. When Mr. Trouble comes to call, likes to put a furrow in your brow. Well, he won't matter when you're gone, but he sure as hell matters now. He sure as hell matters now. In the church of this and that, scaring folks with tales of hellfire. Well, they follow him cause he's promising there's some kind of heavenly choir. Then he'll go back home to the sanctified house, put his key in the door. Well, he might find that visitor sitting in the hall. When Mr. Trouble comes to call, likes to put a furrow in your brow. Well, he won't matter when you're gone, he sure as hell matters now.
Okay, I lied to you. I sometimes tell lies. All the tracks aren't from this year. Even the Rolling Stones, which is from last year. That also is from last year as well. I chose it because when I was putting the show together, I got Davey Knowles from this year and from his EP 1932 and As the Crow Flies. I thought, you know, it's so much like Mark Harrison in a way. And so I went back to the album from last year, 2016, Turpentine, and there's Mark Harrison with Mr. Trouble. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues, a lady who's had an amazing year. Released two albums, I think, in the course of 2017, but in terms of her career development, it's been staggering, and she's been taking part in Finland's Got Talent, but that's understating it in a way. But she didn't get to the very finals, but got, I think, to the quarterfinals, but it's increased her profile enormously. I'm talking, of course, about Eija Littinen and her album, which came out in the spring of this year, is called Stolen Hearts, and here is a track from that called Rocking Chair.
Life's a journey, now I understand. Takes time to learn to know where you stand. Working hours can be so long. You can be right, but you can be wrong. I don't believe in a new sensation. Keep on heading in the wrong direction. TV making everyone a freaking talent. Steal your money,
poison the planet.
Lettinen from Finland, the album Stolen Hearts and Rocking Chair. The Raven and the Blues coming to you from the Italian border with France. So basically, the view from the house on the side, we're 200 metres above sea level, 650 feet above the sea level, and it's virtually a vertical cliff, really, about 200 metres inland as well. So if I had a good enough throw, I could throw an empty wine bottle from here into the sea. Just, but it gives staggering views. But as I say, right on the Italian border. I say that because our next artist, it's Guy Davis from the States, who I've admired for many, many years. He came to the Houseboat about 3 years ago. Four or 5 years ago, and did a wonderful, wonderful session, which you can find on the Raven and the Blues page, ravenblues.co.uk. But here he is paired up with an Italian, Fabrizio Poggi. On harmonica, and they recreate the work of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGree, and the album is called Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, and here is this track called Take This Hammer.
You, was I running? If he asks
Thank you. take your rest. Lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, but Jesus loves you best. Bid you good night, good night, good night. 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 Good night, good night, good night.
For the park, that wonderful boat.
Good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night, good night.
For the beast at the end, another world.
Good night, good night, good night.
Need all the time, that would not be good.
Bid you good night, good night, good night.
I should have played that at the end of the show, shouldn't I? Bid you good night, good night, good night. Lovely track. North Mississippi All-Stars. Their album from the summer of this year, Prayer for Peace, and Bid You Good Night. And before that, Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi from Sunny in Town, Brownie's Last Train, and Take This Hammer. The Raven and the Blues, looking back at the albums which have tickled me and entertained me through the course of the year. And let's move now from the North Mississippi All-Stars and across the country and up a bit. Watermelon Slim, his album Golden Boy, and here's a track called Dark Genius.
John Kennedy was a young man, barely 42. Some people said that he would not last for long. But in barely 3 1/2 years, he showed what he could do. And but for fate, he would have proved them wrong. 'Cause he knew what cards to play one dark, uncertain day, when the Russians sent their ships to Cuban ground. He told them, stay at bay, I may blow you all away. I may push the button if you don't turn around. He was a dark genius, lonely, haunted man, some people say. He was a dark genius, and I'll probably end up just like him someday. Oh, I'll probably end up just like him someday. Sadat fought the Israelis when he thought that he could win. They kicked his army right back to the Nile. But he found accommodation and he made the peace again. Israel and Egypt came to reconcile. But the world's long-suffering eyes saw him win a Nobel Prize, and a few fanatics just couldn't let it rest. It was over all too soon. One bloody afternoon, he lay dying with a bullet through his chest. He was a dark genius, lonely hearted man, some people say. He was a dark, dark genius, and I'll probably end up just like him someday. Oh, I'll probably end up just like him someday.
Now there's very few who listen, but I'll always speak my mind. That's when I tend to get my ass in trouble. If oppression pushes you down, friends are hard to find. That's when I'll come running on the double. If martial law comes down and the pig shirts all turn brown, and you see me grim and silent, then you know that I have said and sung enough. It's time to show my stuff, and I'll take a heavy toll before I go. Well, I'll take a heavy toll before I go. 'Cause I'm a dark, dark genius. Lonely, haunted man, some people say. Well, I'm a dark genius. I'll probably end up just like them someday. I'll probably end up just like them someday. 'Cause I'm a dark genius. Lonely, haunted man, I know, I know. I'm a dark, dark genius. Probably end up just like them someday. Yes, I'll probably end up just like them someday. Oh, I'll probably end up just like them someday. Well, I'll probably end up dying dead someday.
Watermelon Slim. The album from the summer of the year, Golden Boy, on a track called Dark Genius. Okay. Moving into autumn, and Jason Ritchie had a new album out called Proof by Snakes. Played a few tracks from it, and then all of a sudden, like so many albums, it got pushed down as new albums came out. Let's go back to it now. The album, as I say, Proof by Snakes. Here is a track called Disconnect.
Sold your TV, your SUV. Disconnect the love you got for me. Disconnect the politicians and all their lies. Shady crooks you despise. Warmongers, my OPICs too. Disconnect what I'm telling you.
Thank you.
sharks as they feed. The church as they look the other way. Don't disconnect the gift of life each day. Your boat. Don't disconnect the groove, the funk of the soul.
Whoa, Jason Ritchie, approved by Snakes, the album, and disconnect the track. Okay. Oh, two more tracks left to go on the last show of 2017 on the Radio and the Blues. A year which has been really good for the blues. There's been a lot of same old in some respects, but there has been some good new bands coming through and some exciting bands coming through as well. And 2018 looks pretty good. I'll tell you who it also looks good for. It looks good for this next band. They've been around 3 years or thereabouts, but their meteoric rise almost has happened mostly in the last 12 or 18 months. I'm talking about the bands who were guests on the show a couple of months ago now, and that's Catfish and their album, which came out in the spring of this year, called Broken Man. And I think they're going to be up for so many awards in terms of band, young artist, etc., etc., when it comes to the UK Blues Awards next year. But anyway, from the album Broken Man, here's a track we haven't played yet. It's called Never Go Back.
Baby. try to stop me. This is my last chance, and I know should have done it before. Don't ask me, baby, just leave me alone. I can never go back, never go back.
Matthew Long on guitar and on keys and on vocals, Paul Long. And that's the album Broken Man, Catfish and Never Go Back. Okay, that's it for the Raven and the Blues for not only this week, but also for this year. Thanks to all people who, I was going to say everybody, but that kind of, thanks to you, basically, for listening on a regular basis, in some cases donating to the program, sending me emails, sending me Facebook messages, and making it all worthwhile, sitting once a week, sitting talking to you and playing some tunes. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've played for you this week and right through the year. If you aren't a member, if you don't get the program automatically, please just subscribe. It's free of charge. It'll come automatically every week, every time there's a new show, and also with special guests as well. They all get delivered direct to your phone or your computer or whatever. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website www.raven.dj. Easy as that. And there, everything you need to know about the program and all the things you can do and download and subscribe and stuff like that. Let's close with Sam Kelly's Station House. Amazingly, Sam's been playing drums in the UK for many, many years, but never really made a solo album. He's changed that this year and released the album No Barricades, which is very, very fine, as it should be with such a good drummer as Sam is, and he's got a good team of people around him. Let's close with this one. Have a great remaining part of the year. Join me, I hope, in early 2018 for the first Raven and Blues of January that year. I'm digressing a bit. Let's just play the music. A kiss to you. Thank you so much. Talk to you next year. Bye-bye.
Friend died this morning. I held him in my arms. Said it was bootleg poison. I knew better. Died of an overdose. A love that's running cold. Couldn't be a man like the rest of us. And I was a young man. I had some questions. Asked my father. He said it's just the way it is. He said, son, I don't understand it any more than you do. I'm just a man, but I have rights, yeah. I have a small frame. I still have a right. I don't want to walk in the darkness. I want to walk in the light. Well, sometimes you gotta change things. If you don't like him, you gotta change. If you don't like it, step back. for the purposes of electoral mandate, all persons of African descent shall be counted as two-thirds of a man for the Constitution.
Thank you.